由麦亨牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你好，好欢迎你收听《天路导向》这个节目。
Welcome back to the series of messages from John's Gospel.
更加是欢迎你收听这个系列信息，就是约翰福音的信息了。
We are studying the miracles of Jesus, whom John calls signs.
我们就会是继续去研讨耶稣所施行的神迹。咁使徒约翰呢就叫呢啲嘅神迹呢係称佢为呢记号，或者呢係称佢为标记嘅。
And I left you in the last broadcast with this question.
咁喺上一集嘅节目结束之前呢，我就提出咗一个嘅问题。
Did Jesus know of the disciples' predicament in the water?
其实耶稣佢知唔知道门徒当时喺水里面嘅困境究竟係点样嘅呢？
Did Jesus know that the disciples were caught in the middle of a storm?
耶稣他又知不知道门徒正是困在风暴之中的呢？
The answer is yes.
答案绝对是肯定的。
Of course he knew that they were battling the storm.
主耶稣他当然知道他的门徒正是跟风暴在这里搏斗着。
But why did Jesus not stop the storm immediately?
但是为什么耶稣没有即时去令到风暴停止呢？
Here are his disciples caught in a storm that is not of their own making.
他的门徒被困在风暴里面，但是这一场的风暴呢并不是这班门徒他们自己造成的。
And you and I often find ourselves in a tempest that we have not caused.
你和我经常都会发现我们被困在一些不是我们自己去引起的风暴里面的。
Sometimes we find ourselves taking a battering not of our own making.
有时就发现我们所遭受的打击也都并不是我们自己去引起的。
Examples would be like the folks I have known and visited recently.
就好似呢，最近我去探访咗一啲嘅朋友。
They lost their jobs.
咁呢啲嘅朋友呢，当中有啲呢，佢哋就失去咗佢哋嘅工作，佢哋呢下岗失业咗啦。
They lose promotions.
佢哋当中有啲呢，就失去咗升迁升职嘅机会。
They lose money.
他们当中有些呢就在财物上面呢是有损失，失去了一些金钱。
They lose in every way.
他们呢在各方面呢都是蒙受一些损失的。
They lose simply because they refuse to bow their knees and worship a God other than the Lord Jesus Christ.
他们之所以有这些损失呢，只是因为除了主耶稣基督他们是愿意去跪拜之外，他们是不愿意屈膝跪拜任何的偶像的。
You and I face some strange storms in life.
你和我在生命里面是会遇见一些很奇特的风暴的。
The storm may be in our health.
这些风暴或者是关于我们的健康，我们的身体。
The storm may be in our loneliness.
这些的风暴呢也都可能呢是关于我们孤单的心灵。
The storm may be in betrayal by a family member or a friend.
这些的风暴也都可能呢是关于我们的亲人或者是我们的朋友呢，他们是背叛了我们。
The storm may be in our rejection by others.
这些的风暴呢也都可能呢是我们被人排斥的。
The storm may be in our fear.
这些风暴也都可能是跟我们的恐惧有关的。
Or in our family.
又或者是跟我们的家庭，我们家里面的成员是有关的。
Or in our jobs.
又可能是跟我们的工作，我们工作的岗位，我们所处的公司是有关的。
Jesus knows all about the storms in your life.
主耶稣基督佢知道我哋生命里边所有嘅风暴。
He is watching you from the mountain top.
佢系企喺山顶上边，系喺度睇住我哋每一个。
He is feeling with you.
佢咧系同我哋一同去感受，佢能够感受得到我哋所感受到嘅。
He is sharing with you.
佢亦都咧系同我哋一齐去分担我哋嗰啲嘅忧虑，我哋嗰啲嘅痛苦，我哋嗰啲嘅恐惧嘅。
He is in the midst of it with you.
佢系处喺风暴当中，佢系同我哋同在嘅。
In Daniel chapter 6,
喺但以理书嘅第六章嗰度。
I want you to see Daniel standing firm for his faith.
我要你咧系去睇睇咧，睇见但以理啊系喺度坚持佢嘅信仰嘅。
He stood firm even when he was about to be devoured by hungry lions.
佢喺度坚持佢嘅信仰，甚至啊，当佢系被嗰啲好饥饿嘅狮子，好有可能会被呢啲饥饿嘅狮子吞吃嘅时候咧，佢仍然能够喺信仰上边站立得稳嘅。
Not one time do you find Daniel to be saying, as many of us would say, Lord, is this the way you treat your friends?
佢从来咧都冇讲过咁样嘅说话。我哋当中反而可能有啲人咧会咁样讲，就系主啊，你点解要咁样去对待你嘅朋友咧
？Lord, is this the reward for my faithfulness？
主啊，唔通你就系咁样去报答我对你嘅忠诚咩
？Lord, I thought you would give me a reward for my faithfulness。
主啊，我以为你会奖赏我嘅忠心咧。
Not Daniel。
但系但以理却系唔系好似我哋咁，唔会讲以上嘅说话嘅。
What Daniel knew is that before the lions could touch him, the shield of the Lord would cover him.
但以理清楚知道神嘅盾牌会保护佢，唔会让狮子伤害佢。
So he marches toward this lion's den like a hero in a marching parade.
所以咧，佢就能够昂首挺胸咁样去走向呢一个嘅狮子坑啦。
Saying, "My God is able, my God is able, my God is able."
佢就能够好勇敢咁去讲，我嘅神系全能嘅，我嘅神系全能嘅，我嘅神系全能嘅。
Back in John, on the storm-tossed waters, the disciples did not know where Jesus was.
我哋翻翻到去约翰福音里边，嗱，当时咧喺狂风巨浪之中咧，啲门徒唔知道耶稣究竟喺边一度。
However, even when he was praying in the mountains, they were still in the hollow of his hands.
但系事实上啊，即使耶稣当时系喺山上祷告嘅时候咧。门徒佢哋仍然咧系喺耶稣嘅掌握里边嘅。
When you find yourself in the midst of the tempestuous trial，
当你发觉你自己系身处喺暴风雨当中，系经历紧试炼里边嘅时候
，You can rest in the assurance that the Lord is watching over you。
你可以好安心，因为你可以确信神系正喺度看顾住你，佢喺度保守你嘅。
You can rest in the assurance that the Lord is never far away from you.
你可以好放心，可以深信神系永远唔会远离你，佢系永远都会同你同在嘅。
You can rest in the assurance that the Lord sticks to you closer than a brother.
你可以放心，可以深信神系比你嘅亲兄弟、你嘅家人、你嘅朋友咧，系更加咧系亲近你嘅。
Listen to 2 Chronicles 16:9.
请你听一听历代志下十六章第九节。历代志下十六章第九节系点样讲嘅
？For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong on behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward Him.
嗰度话耶和华的眼目遍察全地。又要显大能，帮助向他心存诚实的人。
I'm reminded of a story about a businessman who owed money to the bank.
咁呢段嘅经文呢，就令我諗起一个嘅故事，里面呢有一个嘅商人，佢呢就争咗银行嘅钱。
And when he received a phone call from the banker who said to him, he said, I'm worried about your loan to the bank.
咁银行呢就打电话俾佢，就同佢讲话，啊，我哋好担心呢，你係争緊我哋银行嘅钱啊。
The businessman reply was,
咁呢个商人呢就咁样去回答银行。
There is no use for both of us to worry over the same thing. And he hung up the phone.
他就说,我们两个人,大家都担心同一件事呢,是没有用的。那之后呢,他就挂上了个电话了。
There is no use for both of you and Jesus to stay up all night.
如果你和耶稣都是整晚都不睡,为了很多事在这里担忧呢,这样做呢,是没有用的。
He has to stay up anyway, so why don't you go to sleep?
反正耶稣他都不会打盹，不会睡觉，那不如你去睡吧。
Notice that Jesus did not come to his disciples the minute they found themselves in the storm.
请你留意，当门徒他们是察觉自己呢是被这个的风暴困住的那一刻的时候，耶稣是还没来到的。
In John 11, Jesus did not go to Bethany the moment he received the news of Lazarus' serious illness either.
在约翰福音的十一章里面，当耶稣听见拉撒路病重的消息，他亦都没有是即时去到伯大尼的。
Why?
为什么耶稣是这样做的呢？
Because Jesus always has a purpose in his delay.
因为耶稣的每一次的延迟，每次呢他迟些去那个地方呢，是一定有他的目的的。
This time, Jesus does not come to his disciples until the fourth watch, that is between 3 and 6 a.m.
这一次耶稣呢一路等到四更天的时候呢，才去到门徒那里，那个时间呢大概是在清晨的3点去到6点之间的时间。
The headwind was so strong that they rode only 3 miles in 6 hours.
嗰时咧嘅逆风咧系好强嘅，嗰啲门徒喺六个钟头里边咧，先至啊系撑船撑咗3英里。
They were going at the speed of about 900 meters an hour.
可以计算出嚟咧，佢哋当时撑船嘅时速咧，大概系只有900英尺嘅啫。
Have you ever rowed in a strong headwind for 6 hours?
你有冇曾经喺强烈嘅逆风里边系撑咗六个钟头嘅船呢？
I never have, and I pray to God never will.
我咧就从来未试过啦，亦都祈求神咧永远唔使俾我咧系有咁样嘅经历。
After the first few minutes, I would have been singing "Nearer, my God, to Thee."
因为如果我真的有这样的经历的话，我想过了几分钟之后，我想我就会在这里唱《与主接近》这一首的诗歌的了。
At least 4 of the disciples were seasoned sailors who made their living on the sea.
至少有4个耶稣的门徒是很有经验的渔夫，他们可以说是靠海去赚食的。
They knew how to handle a boat in the rough waters.
他们应该是知道怎样在巨浪之中去撑船。
But these veteran seamen also knew that they were in trouble unless something happened quickly.
但是这些经验老道的渔夫，他们都知道如果这件事不能够及时改变的话，那他们将会是大难临头的。
At that point, most likely some of them, like many of us, thought that the master had forgotten them.
在那个时刻呢，很可能啊，他们当中有些人呢会好像我们一样这样去想，就是怀疑他们的师傅，他们的主呢是将他们忘记了。
As they kept on bucking the headwinds in the midst of darkness and billowing sea, they wondered, where is he?
当他们是在黑夜里面和狂风巨浪在搏斗的时候呢，他们在想不知耶稣究竟在哪里呢？
Had I been with them?
如果我当时都是身处其中，是跟他们在一起的话，
I would have felt exactly the same, if not worse.
我想呢，我亦都会有一模一样嘅反应，甚至我嘅反应呢可能会更差添。
My listening friends, one thing about God that you must know.
亲爱的听众朋友，有一件事是关于神的，你一定要知道。
He is never in a hurry.
神他是永远不会匆匆忙忙的。
Omnipotence can afford to wait.
全能的神他是不怕要去等待的。
Jesus did not come immediately.
主耶稣他没有即时来到这个地方，即时来到现场。
Yet he did come.
但是呢，他最终仍然是会来的。
He always comes.
他是总会来的。
But I want you to notice how he came.
但是呢，我要你去留意是主耶稣他是怎样来的呢？
He used the very treacherous waters as his pavement.
他呢，是行在那些很凶险的水面上边，就好似咧喺路上行走一样。
He used the very waves that threatened to swallow them as his riding vehicle.
佢要将嗰啲系好似会吞吃门徒嘅巨浪咧，系当做佢嘅车。
He used the very dangerous winds as his mode of transportation.
佢以危险嘅飓风系当作佢嘅交通工具。
Suddenly, as they looked through the darkness and the foam, the disciples caught a glimpse of a figure moving majestically toward them.
门徒他们在黑夜在浪涛之中忽然之间看见耶稣很庄严地向他们走过来。
When an aeroplane flies near a storm, it will always go around the storm.
当飞机是飞近那些的风暴的时候，飞机是一定会是兜过那些风暴。
But Jesus came through the storm.
但是主耶稣基督他却是穿过那些风暴。
While they were yelling at each other in confusion as we always do when we are in trouble.
当门徒他们在混乱之中在彼此呼叫的时候，就好似我哋喺困难里边，亦都咧往往会大呼小叫一样。
They saw him.
门徒咧，佢哋就睇见主耶稣基督啦。
But then they thought he was a ghost.
但系班门徒佢哋咧以为系鬼怪。
You see, they did not expect Jesus to come that way.
呢班门徒佢哋从来都冇谂到咧，耶稣会系咁样过嚟嘅。
Often the Lord comes to us in ways that we would never expect.
神来临的方式往往都是出乎我们意料之外的。
And Jesus said, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid.
主耶稣说，你们放心，是我，你们不需要惧怕。
Do you see what I see in this passage?
在这段经文里面，你们看不看得见我所看见的呢？
Before Jesus took them out of the storm, he took the storm out of them.
耶稣在救门徒脱离风暴之前呢，他是先将门徒内心的风暴挪开。
Have you ever faced the storm of temptation?
你有没有曾经面对过试探的风暴呢？
Have you ever faced a storm of anxiety?
你有没有曾经面对过焦虑的风暴呢？
Have you ever faced the storm of illness?
你有没有曾经面对过病痛的风暴呢？
Have you ever faced the storm of suffering?
你有没有曾经面对过苦难的风暴呢？
Have you ever faced the storm of tragedy?
你有没有曾经面对过悲剧的风暴呢？
Have you ever faced the storm of pending death?
你有没有曾经面对过等死的风暴呢？
Whatever It may be, you can always be certain that Jesus is there with you.
但是无论是怎样，无论你面对的是怎样的风暴，你仍然可以肯定耶稣是常与你同在的。
Jesus is taking the storm out of you before he takes you out of the storm.
耶稣佢系会先将你心里边嘅风暴除掉，然后先至带你离开你嘅风暴。
You can be certain of one thing.
你呢可以好肯定一件事。
God never causes storm in your life.
神从来呢都冇喺你嘅生命里边呢系去引起风暴。
He goes through them with us.
佢系同你一齐去度过呢啲嘅风暴。
God matures us through them.
神令到我哋喺经历风暴之后呢变得成熟。
And he ultimately calms them for us.
而佢最终呢亦都会为我哋呢去平息嗰啲嘅风暴。
But we can cause storms for each other.
但系我哋呢却系会喺彼此之间呢去引起风暴嘅。
Sometimes we do that intentionally, sometimes we do it unintentionally.
有时我哋系故意去引起呢啲风暴，有时呢却系无意去引起咗。
Let me give you an illustration.
让我举一个例子。
There's a story told about a train that was moving slowly because there was a terrible blizzard raging.
这个故事呢是讲到呢有一列的火车在一场的暴风雪里面呢很慢地在这行驶。
This particular train was crawling because of the extreme poor visibility.
这架车呢一架嘅火车啊，佢行得咁慢咧，系因为外边嘅能见度咧好低。
Among the passengers was a woman with a baby in her arms。
咁喺乘客之中咧，就有一个女人，佢嘅手里边咧系抱住一个嘅婴孩。
This lady was deeply concerned about getting off at the right station。
呢一位嘅女士，佢好担心咧会落错车站。
A man sitting across noticed her anxiety and he said to her,
咁有一个嘅男人坐喺佢对面，就留意到佢嘅焦虑，就对佢咁样讲啦。
Don't worry.
佢话你唔使担心。
I know this train line very well and I will tell you when you come to your station.
呢一条嘅路线呢，我系好熟悉嘅。到咗嗰个你应该落嘅车站呢，我就会话俾你听噶啦。
In due course, the train stopped at the station before the one at which the woman needed to get off.
过咗一阵呢，架火车就停喺嗰个女人应该落车嘅站嘅前一个站。
The man assured her that the next station would be hers.
咁呢个男人呢就好肯定咁样去同呢个嘅女士讲，嗱，下一个车站呢就系你要落车嘅车站啦。
Then they went on, and a few minutes later, the train stopped again.
之后火车就继续向前开动，过咗几分钟，火车又停低啦。
And the man said, "Now, here is your station. Get out quickly."
咁个男人就同个女士讲：，嗱，而家呢个站就系啦，你快啲落车啦。
The woman carried the baby and her bag and thanked the man as she left the train.
个女人抱住佢嘅 B B， 就带住行李，多谢咗个男人，就落咗车啦。
At the next stop,
在下一个车站
the brakeman called out the name of the station where the woman had wished to get off.
当火车的司机报出的站名竟然呢是那个女人要落车的车站的时候
Oh no! You have already stopped at that station, the passenger called out to the man in the train.
那个男乘客就对着司机大声嗌话：唔啱啊！你唔系已经停过喺呢个站噶啦咩
？No, sir," said the brakeman.
嗰个司机回答嗰个嘅男乘客话：先生，我冇、哦。
There was something wrong with the engine, and we stopped for a few minutes to repair it.
佢话头先火车嘅引擎啱啱咧系出咗啲问题，所以咧我哋就停咗几分钟喺度修理啦。
The man was in anguish.
呢一个嘅男乘客，佢嘅心里边非常之痛苦。
Alas, he cried.
佢结果呢就大声咁样去嗌弊啦。
I put the woman off in a storm when the train stopped between two stations.
佢话当火车系停喺两个站中间嘅时候，我居然俾嗰个女人喺风雪之中落咗车啊。
A few days later, they found the woman and her baby in arms, both were frozen to death.
几日之后，嗰班人揾到嗰个已经冻死咗嘅女人，同埋喺佢怀中嘅嗰个 BB。
It was terrible, a tragic consequence of a wrong direction.
呢个由于错误嘅指引所导致嘅悲剧，实在系太可怕啦。
Because of others' mistakes, sometimes we get thrown into storms.
因为人哋嘅错误，令到我哋卷入咗风暴里边。
Jesus would never send us out into the cold blizzard.
主耶稣佢从来都唔会将我哋系放入寒冷嘅暴风雪里边。
In fact, he never sends us anywhere.
事实上，佢从来都冇将我哋咧系送到去任何其他嘅地方。
But when we face the storms of life, you can be sure that he has gone ahead of us.
但系我哋可以确实嘅知道，当我哋面对人生嘅风暴嘅时候，佢会企喺我哋嘅前头，行喺我哋嘅前面。
He is with us.
佢系同我哋同在嘅。
He is beside us.
佢系喺我哋嘅左右两旁保护我哋嘅。
He is behind us.
佢亦都喺我哋嘅后边去帮我哋断后嘅。
Because Jesus never makes a mistake.
因为主耶稣基督佢系从来都冇出错过。
It is my prayer that you'll experience His presence.
我祈求你一定咧要经历到神嘅同在。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福俾你。喺呢个时候，我哋听一段嘅音乐，歌名叫做《神你在掌管》。
我望着前路，是迷乱像网一片，几多挫折打击，未明白做物旨意。我踏着细沙，在海边走过。晚风中心里听你声，听沙沙海风在宁静细雨低诉，眺望滔滔海波在无言默默宣告，主浩大能力海天皆响应，每一刻变幻亦在你的旨意里，神你在掌管，时间万有空间在你的手里，一切定有时，神我的一生，神你定有预备，莫计得失，只想你来高人。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，好希望你能够听了今天马克牧师所分享的，就能够将这些道理记住在心里面，相信主耶稣是一定会陪伴你去度过你人生的风暴的。好了，咁今集嘅节目时间咧，我哋差唔多，我哋下集再会。
我望着前路，是迷乱像梦。